First, I talked again with Nixon this morning and told him how you felt about that Humphrey thing. And he was very appreciative, and he said, God, it'd be great. And he thought it ought to be done. And so I suggested that after Humphrey visited with you, that he either call probably you, and your visit about it, if that was all right.
Yeah, it's all right, except, you know, I'm not going to be making the decision. He'll have to make it. It might be better to talk to him.
Yeah, well, I also suggested that...
What I'll do is, after I talk to Humphrey, if he gives me anything clear, I'll call you. And
all right.
So he won't, if he's not going to take it, I don't know that if I were him, I would offer it and be turned down.
Yeah.
I think what I'd do is, let's see what he says, and then I'll call you wherever you are, and then you can lay it out in front of him and let him do what his judgment dictates. But if it were me, I think I'd just feel like I'd touch that base, and if he didn't feel he could do it, he couldn't do it.
Right. All right. That's good. You've been awful nice to me, and you asked me the other day what it was you could do for me, and I told you the TWA thing didn't work out. Now, Charlie, the Jube Halliby was down here yesterday. He's the president of Pan American Airways, talking to me about a matter, and I explained to him that I knew Latin America pretty good, and so on. He didn't say anything, but I could tell he was feeling me out, Pan American Airways. Now, Charlie Bluenhorn, whom you introduced me to over there at a dinner of yours one night, is the single biggest stockholder of Pan American Airways. If Charlie Bluenhorn said to Jube Halliby, I think you ought to have Smathers on your board, I'm sure at that point that old Jube Halliby, who I think wants to do it anyway, but he doesn't have much stock, he's just sort of a hired officer. But that would help.
I'll be glad to. He's in Europe. I don't have any great intimacy with him. I know him, and he has been a supporter of mine.
Right.
But it's not an animal one. I wouldn't recognize him on the street, although he's been here a couple of times. He has hired one of my fellows here, and kind of a chicken shit way to do, without telling us. And he called me about 4 days ago from the airport. Said he was leaving at 7:30 that night, and I had a bunch of newspaper men in the yellow room for a meeting, a question answer session, background press session, and I couldn't say much on my side. He was explaining to me that he was sorry that this fellow was coming to work for him, and he really mean no Alamo that he wasn't responsible for it, and that fellow was just coming to do it. My contact with him is through Eddie Weisel.
Right.
I will talk to Eddie Weisel about it.
Right.
I don't know whether Bluenhorn, I didn't know he was even in Pan American. I don't know whether I always had the impression Juan Tripp ran it. You know, Jim Rowe and the Corcoran firm are their lawyers here.
But you
don't believe the TWA thing going to work out?
I just have a feeling it probably isn't going to work. I don't know. I haven't had the first bite, you know. They haven't chummed me up, or I haven't seen anybody.
There's not much profit in the Latin American operation, but Braniff has got them all over there. Maybe Braniff would be interested in the best one that for you to represent overall from the standpoint of their years of tried and thing, but they don't serve your area, but I don't think that'd be as American. I have told them. I told some of the...
I'll follow your judgment if you think that we ought to wait a little bit.
No. I'll talk to him just as soon as he comes back, first chance I have. He called me and told me he's going to be gone, and I'll also talk to Eddie about it.
All right. Well, I'd like to be on a board or two, if I could. A pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it is. I'm not looking for the representation. I'm just looking to be on a board.
Well, they ought to do it. TWA ought to do it. They went out and got Jack Valenti. I didn't know till 3 or 4 weeks ago that he was even on the board. I never heard of it.
Yeah.
But they got him, and I guess he's very knowledgeable about world affairs and read everything there is and travels a lot,
right.
All these other countries. But he's on their board, but if they had any sense, they'd...
Yeah, these people are going to need a lot of help when they start putting their tax on jet fuel.
That's
what they're going to do eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And I can help in some ways that probably nobody else could help.
Yeah.
But anyway... All right, I'll stay in touch with that. Thank you very
I'll
much.
I'll call you. Are you going to be in Jacksonville tonight?
Yes, sir.
All right, okay, I'll call you.
Appreciate it.
Bye.